This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Nobody includes Richard Nixon on their list of this country's best presidents. But that doesn't mean Nixon hasn't had some lasting impacts politically, of course, economically, though, too. Author Evan Thomas has a new book out about the 37th president. It's called Being Nixon. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here, Kai.
Why pursue yet another biography of Richard Nixon?
Nixon's become kind of a cartoon to us. We think he's wicked and evil. I just didn't believe that, even though I worked for the Washington Post Company for 24 years, which had a lot to do with his disappearing from office. I just thought there had to be a more interesting person here, and there is.
What's the most interesting thing, then?
He wanted to be a good person. Late at night, he would take his yellow pad, his aides called his yellow pad, his best friend, because he liked being alone with his yellow pad. And he would write notes to himself about who he wanted to be. He wanted to be gentle and joyful and considerate. All these things he was not, or he was not on a regular basis. Yeah. But he wanted to be that person. And it showed. He was a patriot. He wanted to serve his country. He really did. He accomplished an amazing amount as president. Some of it was bad, like wage and price controls, but some of it was good, like opening up China and arms control of the Soviet Union. He did a lot.
So let's jump into some of those things that he did. Were he to come back and walk the earth today, would he recognize our relationship with China and what China has become in the global economy? Because he was the guy. Nixon goes to China, right?
No, I think he would see it as a vindication of his belief that China could join the world. And after all, China's our great trading partner. That part he would have liked. He also would have been a realist about China's lust for power.
Yeah.
But I think he would have thought that he did the right thing. Maybe that's self-justifying, but he would have believed that.
Richard Nixon, you write, was, and this is a quote, he was a substantive, unusually well-read political leader. His economic expertise was surprisingly shallow.
Nixon was an intellectual. He really was. He read deeply and widely, but mostly about international affairs. For some reason, he neglected economics to his grief and actually to the grief of all of us, because the stupidest thing he did was wage and price controls, which had a real cost.
Wage and price controls. 1971, the gold standard comes and he wants to get us off it. It's a long, complicated story, which I will let you summarize here in 30 seconds, because you'll do a better job than I will.
Well, we were afraid if we went off the gold standard, there'd be inflation. Really, what they should have done is raise interest rates some. But Nixon wasn't—
No president's ever going to do that. Right,
because he wanted to get reelected. Right. So he was darned. He remembered in 1960 that Eisenhower put us through a little recession, and Nixon felt that cost him the 60 election. He was not going to make that mistake again. So no higher interest rates. Instead, he takes a tool from the Democratic toolbox, wage and price controls, because he had this whole thing. He loved confounding his enemies.
Yeah.
And it's kind of clever, and it worked for a little while. You know, it was very popular at its time, but of course it was ultimately a terrible idea with very bad long-term implications.
There's a great scene where he takes the whole cabinet to Camp David to hash over this new economic policy, he calls it. Included in that group, and this blew my mind, was Arthur Burns, the chairman of the Fed. And you'd no sooner see Janet Yellen now going to Camp David with a little kumbaya with the cabinet than anything.
He bullies the head of the Fed. Who stands up to him a little bit, but not much. Getting everybody up on Camp David was his way of saying, you're in my place, you're going to do what I say. Here's the program, folks. Yeah. Get with it.
When you sit down and think about Richard Nixon, on balance, all in, good or bad?
He deserved to be driven from office. He did. He busted the Constitution. He disgraced his office. That's a terrible thing, and history will never forgive him for that. But he did some great things. He really did some great things. He was an activist. Washington is barely functional today. Nothing happens. Look at what Richard Nixon did. EPA, OSHA, expanding Social Security benefits for the disabled.
Clean Air Act. Wasn't that him too? Right?
Clean Air Act. Yeah. All of that stuff. Now, Petty Nixon refused to invite Edmund Muskie, the sponsor of it, to the signing ceremony. But look, he did all these things. He was an activist. He was clever, Machiavellian about it. But as somebody reminded me yesterday, Machiavelli wanted to be a good prince. Huh. Nixon wanted to be a good prince. He wasn't always a good prince, but he wanted to be.
Evan Thomas. It's a book called Being Nixon, A Man Divided. Evan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.